Statistics South Africa released the country's latest jobs data yesterday, and Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis is going to be joining us now to discuss the inspiring news that 85,000 jobs were created in the Western Cape in the last quarter, and the expanded unemployment rate in the province has decreased by nearly 2 percentage points quarter on quarter. It's very good news. Good afternoon, Jordan. The last time I spoke to you, I called you Mr. Mayor, and Alexis teased me for days on end. So today I'm going with Jordan. How are you?
That's much better. Thank you, Amy. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us. And good news coming out of the job statistics yesterday. You must be feeling very pleased about that.
I am feeling very pleased about that. Very encouraging to see a 3.6% decline in unemployment in Cape Town, the biggest decline of any city in the country. Of course, still 26% unemployment in Cape Town. And while that's lower than elsewhere, it's still far too high. But it's nice to see progress.
What are the fastest growing industries? Where are we seeing the greatest gains in employment when it comes to Cape Town, Jordan?
It comes as no surprise that the biggest rebound is in the tourism and hospitality sector. And that is what we hoped for and what we kind of expected, but it was really nice to see it confirmed that it is happening. We hear anecdotally how hotels are really filling up 85-90% full already, and we're not quite yet at the peak season. So that's encouraging to see. And I think what's happened is as that business, foreign visitors have started to come back, so hotels, restaurants, and all of the companies in that entire value chain have started to hire staff back that they may have dropped off prior to COVID. And soon we hope to see actual growth again on pre-COVID numbers so that you actually surpass those employment numbers.
Have those numbers reached a level with where they were pre-COVID, or are they still behind a little bit?
They're still just a little bit behind, okay. But as I say, very, very close now to parity. I think that if we have as good a season as it promises to be, then in January or February or March, towards the end of our peak tourist season, we'll be back at parity.
There's certainly a lot starting to happen in Cape Town. There's a real buzz around the city. It makes me so excited. Personally, I'm involved in two very big events early next year, the Formula E and the Ocean Race. I'm imagining both those events will create a lot of employment in the city.
Oh, massive. I mean, the Ocean Race is, people underestimate what a massive deal the Ocean Race is. And then, of course, we're very excited to have the Formula E here. It's the first year. But just to have Cape Town on about 20 million TV screens around the world on a Sunday afternoon for 3 hours, and you can just imagine those visuals, that, you know, that is almost worth it in and of itself as just an incredible advert for our city. Over and above the people who will travel here, the teams, the expo that they are putting on. So that's a very exciting event. But you are right, there is a buzz. There's lots of new events coming into the city. There really is an energy that's very positive and nice to see and confirmed, as you said, in those employment numbers yesterday.
Jordan, tourism, for me, it's a no-brainer. This is the most beautiful city in the world. It's a given that we should be boosting our tourism and that employment numbers should be on the rise in that sector. What other initiatives is the city undertaking to create jobs in other areas?
I still think the most important thing is energy security. I mean, you can't run a business. Even hotels find it very difficult, and I think tourists must be just bemused at the idea of load shedding. I still think that is the biggest inhibitor to economic growth and job creation in South Africa, and that is why I'm pushing so hard somewhat obsessively about load shedding. And that, I think, will make the biggest difference to our city's future. And then, of course, safety. That is one of the reasons people still feel hesitant to come. And yesterday, actually, we launched a small but important tourism safety unit specifically focused on tourism hotspot areas for the festive season, with 28 full-time officers deployed in those areas. So we hope that all of these initiatives start to compound over time and really make a difference to growing our economy faster.
Will that tourism safety unit remain in place after the festive season, or is it temporary?
During winter, it's not really that necessary. So yeah. it'll probably be reassigned during winter, but it will be a repeating unit in the sense that during the peak season every year, it will kind of be recreated and redeployed back out in those tourism hotspot areas. That's the mountain, up on the mountain, walking trails in the CBD, in Boerkop, on the seaboard, and so on.
There must, Jordan, also be quite a lot of new opportunity in the education and construction sectors. I say so because I follow the local education department, and I saw a press release, I think it was today, saying that the new school is being built in Cape Town. Is it every 4 days?
Amazing. We are trying to help. The education department's got a really big ambition to build 39 new schools in Cape Town over the next couple of years.
Because we need them.
So much pressure. Yeah, we really need them. So just to give you an idea, I think prior to this, they used to build 7 schools a year across the entire province. They now want to build 39 schools just in Cape Town over the next 2 or 3 years. So it's a massive acceleration. And so we are giving some dedicated assistance to them in all of the planning approvals and engineering approvals and so on. We're very keen to see that happen, absolutely, because we know many more people want to come and live in Cape Town. Their kids have to go to schools. There needs to be space. So I think there is a lot of opportunity there. And then other construction industry jobs are booming as well. That was also in the stats yesterday. And you can see it just in the number. I always like to see the number of cranes going up in the city. I'm standing at my office window now looking at some cranes going up right now. Up in the top of the city, in the gardens area. So that's also important to see and good to see.
Yeah, it is good and it isn't. I mean, I love that the city is booming, but I hate the traffic and I want all the imposters to go away sometimes. Can you not only do something about like a locals only lane on the freeway?
Yes, I always have to remind Capetonians, please be nice to all the GP number plates over December. We as much as they annoy us all on the roads, we really do want to welcome our visitors and make them feel as welcome as possible.
There's a lovely message in here from Lee for you, Jordan, saying, "You give me such hope for this city. What an amazing job you are doing and what an honor and an inspiration." So hopefully you can feel good about that tonight, Jordan. Before we let you go, are there any other initiatives or City of Cape Town news that you'd like our listeners to know about?
I think, December is always an incredibly busy time at all of our payment halls because for some reason most people renew their vehicle licenses during December. And last December, I was flooded with complaints about long queues at our payment halls. I do want to remind everyone about our appointment booking system that allows you to skip the queues. You can book an appointment and go there and go to any one of our payment halls, our license renewal centers, and go there at your appointed time and skip the queue and do it that way. You can also do it entirely online. If you have an area that still has a functioning post office, that is a big issue. But if you do have one, then you can do it entirely online, and we will post your renewal disc to you. So please don't waste your time in too many queues renewing your vehicle license this December.
Awesome. You heard it from the mayor himself, Capetonians. Jordan Hill-Lewis, thank you very much for joining us this evening, and well done on the positive news.